It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 a wicked rain falling from the sky. Down, 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 pouring down upon the night.
A lot of rain coming down lately and more ahead with a series of storms hitting us over the next few days and freezing levels rising. So what does this mean for our mountain snowpack? When does it normally peak around here? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to put the lack of snow into perspective. First, Cliff, let's get your forecast.
Well, it's warm and wet, and the freezing level is way up there, 8,000 feet. The snow level, 6,000 feet. So the passes are getting rain, I'm afraid. The amount of rain during the last 24 hours has been amazing. The Olympic Mountains, they've gotten 5 to 7 inches during that one-day period. That's a lot of rain, potential for flooding. On the other hand, in the lee to the north and northeast of the Olympics, the rain shadow has been profound. I mean, some places have only gotten like a tenth of an inch of rain. Over Seattle, you know, we've had half an inch to an inch over the city itself and a little bit more to the south. And in fact, SeaTac had an all-time daily record of, I think, 1.06 inches. The rain has increased up in the North Cascades, and they've gotten 3 to 4 inches up there. So it's been a very, very wet, warm period. And I should mention that it's not only around here. It's down to Oregon and particularly Northern California are getting hit hard. And in fact, Northern California is going to get really hit hard, with some places getting over 5 inches of rainfall. So, you know, this is a primo atmospheric river event, where this narrow stream of warmth and moisture is coming from the subtropics and hitting our region.
And basically rain all weekend with a prospect of some dry patches on Sunday, right?
Right, but it's going to be very difficult to time those dry patches. Today is going to be quite wet, but warm. Temperatures getting up to around 60 around Western Washington. Amazing. Tomorrow, other disturbances come through. The rain will pick up in some periods and back off in others. But all in all, it will be a relatively warm, wet, and even windy day. There could be a little bit of gap Sunday morning, but only for a few hours. And then another system's coming in. And in fact, this system, which has some uncertainty with it, has the potential to bring strong winds to Western Washington late in the day, Sunday, early on Monday. So we have to watch that. There's a pretty intense low-pressure system coming in. Monday's a transition day where there'll be some showers and it'll be drying off. And several of the models right now suggest that Tuesday and Wednesday, a big ridge is going to develop over the West Coast, and it'll finally start to dry out.
So, but with all this rain coming down right now and up so high, what does this mean for the snowpack? Is there still time left to get more snow in place to have normal levels of water for the summer?
Well, we're losing time, but there is still time. The snowpack is way down now. In much of the region, we're talking about 50% of normal, but even less than that on the Olympics, but better than that in the North Cascades. So we are way down in snowpack. But what people have to realize is that our snowpack generally doesn't peak during the early to midwinter. It generally peaks somewhere in the middle of March to even as late as April 1st. So our snowpack in our mountains keeps on increasing until we get into spring. And there's a number of reasons for this. One of them is that the atmosphere above us really doesn't start warming up till late in the spring. It's an amazing fact about our local weather is the air in the lower atmosphere generally stays quite cold into March and April, cold enough for us still to get some snow. So snowpack can build up. And also some of that rain that we have coming down on the mountains right now, that's not all melting. Some of that is going into the snowpack and freezing in the snowpack, and it's being retained, you know, as water for later in the season. That's why we get cascade concrete. It's the liquid water that freezes in there and makes that solid, hard, non-powdery stuff we all hate.
All right. Well, thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time, and we're putting on a special event next month about climate change and the future of Northwest weather. That's on March 11th at Kane Hall on the UW campus. You can find information about that and subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.